Hello and welcome to our second Trading Beyond Borders with DHL podcast episode. In this episode, we're going to be discussing the potential Brexit scenarios and what they could mean in practice for the UK and its trading partners. I'm Simon Daggett, Global Head of Marketing for DHL Global Forwarding. I'm joined today by Steve Parker, European Head of Customs Strategy and Development at DHL Global Forwarding, who's our Brexit expert.
Hello, and I hope you're enjoying our podcast so far.
So before we begin, I'd like to tell our listeners that this is our second Trading Beyond Borders with DHL podcast episode, where we'll be explaining the consequences of Brexit. Our first podcast episode explained the Brexit terminology. If you're familiar with the Brexit terminology, then carry on listening. If you're not so familiar with the terminology, then listening to our first podcast episode may help. So Steve, can you start by explaining the various Brexit scenarios and guide us on what they mean?
For this second podcast, I thought it'd be a good idea if we looked into three areas. One, the no deal option. Two, transition and what that might look like. And three, a negotiated agreement. Each can be viewed in their own way and as potentially on their own. However, we should remember that Michel Barnier, who is the European's chief negotiator, says that nothing is agreed until everything is agreed.
OK, so let's dive into some of the details of these three options. Perhaps the easiest one to start off with is the no deal. Steve, what does this mean?
In a way, that's very simple. If we have no deal, that will mean the negotiations have reached an impasse between the UK and the EU. This in turn would mean on the 29th of March 2019, which is the agreed date after the two-year transition set out in Article 50, simply means the UK would officially leave the EU.
If this happens, Steve, what does this mean for trade between the UK and the EU?
The UK would be like a third-party trading country. All freight moving between the UK and the EU would require a customs declaration. Duty and taxes would need to be paid. Access to each other's markets without barriers would be removed. You can see this would be fairly complex, and we have a very short space of time in which to achieve it.
Do you know what the impact would be for our customers?
Within DHL, we have done a lot of work assessing the impact on our business. We have a task force and we have a plan. And whilst operationally a hard Brexit is the most challenging, I am sure our preparations will help us support our customers and our business going forward. One thing to consider at this point is whilst we have done a lot of preparation, if we look at figures from UK Customs, they say there are almost 130,000 unknown traders. What that means is there are companies that trade only within the EU today who have never traded internationally and will become subject to all of these extra requirements and all of the customs declarations that are needed.
OK, so it presents some real challenges and I can see that DHL is already planning for them. Let's now look at option number two, transition until the 31st of December 2020. What does this mean?
Well, the UK and the EU might give businesses a transition period till the end of 2020. And until then, everything would remain as it is today, with no declaration being required at the border.
If transition was agreed, what would this mean for businesses and why would this help?
Remember, we are talking about recruitment of staff, enhancements in IT, and even additional facilities. So transition would give businesses time to prepare.
Can you talk us through the third option, a negotiated agreement, and the impact it may have?
This is very unclear. Many options have been debated, but nothing as yet is agreed.
I think that's an important point. These discussions are politically driven. And it seems no one is too willing to state what will happen until they agree by both sides, which in turn is creating uncertainty and frustration for many businesses. Let's talk about the possibility of a post-Brexit customs union with the EU that is gaining much media coverage. Do you see an option there?
As Theresa May is clear in her statements, we must prepare for life outside of the customs union. And whilst the consequence of this is clear in the fact that a customs declaration of some sort would be required at the border, what is not clear is what any new arrangement will look like. So difficult to give a clear and precise answer. The debate about whether the UK border will remain frictionless or not goes on.
That's a very detailed answer. You've clearly thought about this, Steve.
Yes, well, I'm asked by our customers every day what we think will happen and what we think the outcome will be. I have to say, it's very difficult to give a firm commitment. The politics here muddies the waters. So until the politicians know actually what's happening, we will have to wait and see.
So let's now touch on the legislation, Steve. Can we assume that if the UK does leave the EU, that we'll need some kind of legislation to back this up?
I think an important place to start here is that the UK government has taken the Union Customs Code, the UCC, into UK law, which it did as part of the Great Repeal Bill. That should help standardise the process of declarations and regulations.
If we have agreed transition and the legislation is part of the Great Repeal Bill, what would be the impact if the UK leaves without being part of the customs union?
Well, if that was the case, we would have to default to WTO, World Trade Organization rules, which in turn would mean some form of customs declaration at the border between the UK and the EU. We would, of course, start with the same legislation, which would help establish the same processes, etc. However, differences would begin to occur, particularly around the establishment of legal entities in the UK of EU companies. All this would need to be worked out.
So basically, what we would see is third-party trading terms with the EU and new legal entities being established. We'd hope the politicians would have grace to agree some kind of free trade deal.
Well, you would hope so. And of course, a free trade agreement would support free movement of goods across the border. However, they also come with their own agreements and rules that need to be adhered to. For example, origin rules, which are complex and would need to be established. So on the face of it, a free trade agreement would help, but it would also bring extra administration.
Steve, let's talk about some key dates around Brexit and when we might get some answers to many topics we've been discussing. Do we know when things will start to happen?
Negotiations are ongoing the whole time, whether they are internal UK political discussions or debates between the UK and the EU, and updates are received almost daily. However, a key date is the European Council in October. Hopefully that meeting will clarify the situation and allow us all to prepare for the future. I would just remind ourselves, though, that this is a political arena, so you never know.
So the UK is running out of time. If I was one of your customers, what top three actions should I be doing to get ready for Brexit?
First one is understand your business. Understand the impact of Brexit on it. Brexit is not just about the UK. It is also about all the other member states within the EU. Understand your supply chain and how that fits. Maybe even work with a trusted partner to look at how that works for you, how to manage transitions across the border. Second thing, think about AEO. AEO is Authorised Economic Operator. It is the kite mark of the EU. If you attain AEO status, that would potentially give greater facilitation in a post-Brexit environment. Thirdly, think about contracts you've got with your customers, those that sit within the EU and in the UK. Are those contracts Brexit-proof? You are now going to be moving internationally across those borders. Do those contracts cover that type of activity? Those three things are worth doing whatever the outcome of the negotiations are. So therefore, whatever happens, you'll be in a good place.
Steve, thanks. So what you're saying is that businesses should understand the impact that Brexit will have on them and work with a trusted logistics partner that can support them through this change. So listeners, if you have any questions about Brexit, you can always email us at emea.customs@dhl.com. That is emea.customs@dhl.com. So thanks for listening, and please do subscribe to receive the next podcast episode.